You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet. Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I'm in such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum. What happens when the children don't see the authority of a spoiled parent anymore? The children think for themselves. You can't be like the parents that accepted, you know, like that act spoiled. So it's time to ignore authority. It's like hail to the thieves, right? Like holy mackerel, fat man. So I'm just going to continue on a little bit here, right? We've got bio-ops and science-ops and addies and thisies and independence and no-dependence. And can you see the real me? Can you? Can you see? Really? I mean, you know, you can see me, you know, but it's how all this stuff is like happening to us. It's like addies versus disies, you know, like I'm sure Sergeant Miller gets that, but it's like it's time to change all this, right? And it's all about the weight that we carry with us, you know. It's like, you know, it'd be nice to be more like the natural creatures, you know. So anyway, it's like, you know, are we going to, like, go for that witch's broom, you know? Is it like the Oreo? What can we do to get that broom, right? What do you think, Toto, right? Without a fear or a heart, especially without a brain? Anyway, I know the alone stranger, right? And he told me something. He said it's in the water. And I have to thank Justin, you know, because Justin's like up in the Great White North right now with the other Justin. And Justin always talks about the water, and I realized something about the water. You know, like this Oreo, and how do you get the witch's broom, and it's the water that melts the witch? Well, she's all about the paperwork. So if you throw a little bit of water on all these deeds and everything that they've made up to, you know, put us under control and things, it all, like, goes away. It rots. It doesn't last as soon as moisture hits it. So I think that's what the witch was doing, you know? And really, it is hail to the thief right now, you know? And we don't have a president. And even Trump just mentioned something about it. And now we've got, you know, missiles coming down on Israel. We've got, you know, the pipeline gets shut off because of a hacker. And I said something about, you know, if the CIA and Israel was screwing with Iran hacking things, that we opened the world to getting hacked. And they did hack us back a few times. So this is the way it's going to go. And then we've got the lumber shut down without any reason at all. We've got children coming up that's our fault because we shouldn't be allowing it if we don't know where they're coming from. And I don't know, what else could I add to that? Because there's probably a million other things right now. You know, all these false flags and stuff, I think everything that we just saw in the news is a false flag. All of it. Like, you know, this hack and everything, I think the CIA did it to us. But I got a big panel tonight. I've got, like, got 602, which is pretty amazing, right? 602, are you with me?
I'm here with you. You all right?
This is your first night, right?
This is my first night.
That's so cool.
The rookie.
I appreciate it. It's, like, nice of you to land here first. And we're all listener supported here, and we totally deserve it. And this really is the voice of the people. And you're going to hear 602 tonight, too. And really, the people, and the real people, I mean, not citizens. Nobody's a citizen. You know, like, we actually have life. And when we claim life, there's none of this death will do. But we've got Trucker Gerald with us. We've got Two Feathers. We've got Sergeant Miller. And they are the three roadrunners. And I really am the coyote in a way. And 602 is the woman that we need these days to give us some feeling on this table. So let's get started. And what do you think, 602? I mean, you must have been having a lot on your mind to finally come to the table.
Well, I had to have a lot on my mind. And thank you for the invite on the show. Appreciate you being on. Especially with the truth coming out. So what you're sharing is just, again, another way to get the and grab the people's attention of what's going on. And I think you're right. It's just another false flag. But I also think that it's also happening. My personal thought with the hacking is that this has been going on. People's identities continue to be stolen. Now they're just hacking into bigger sites. And you got companies that are being hacked into, releasing the information. So there's no. Then you got to pay for a service to protect your identity. Then you got to pay to clean it up. Then you got to pay. It comes back to money, money, money. And then the ruling of the world, really. Go ahead.
Yeah, all the confusion because of all this stuff and the cost and you know, everybody in the middlemen positions and stuff. Like, they're all snake oil in a way, you know? And this guy at the top, I mean, the election was totally rigged. We're finally seeing the truth, and they're still not letting us, you know, talk about it and stuff. And they really are passing, like, draconian rules to, you know, stop the internet, to stop us from talking. I don't know. What do you guys all think? You must have all heard it today. What do you think, Trucker Gerald? You're against everything that we know.
Hello, everybody. Hey. How y'all doing? This is Trucker Gerald. And, yep, thanks for inviting me to the call. And, I think, you know, I have installed many water systems, you know, sprinkler systems, irrigation systems. And if you know what a gravity feed system is, it's super, super easy. And I don't know why you need to have computer-controlled valves and systems to run a pipeline, because a gravity feed system is super easy. You could run it anywhere. There are even systems where you can run water uphill with no electricity and no pumps. Super easy. And I do not buy this crap, this cyber attack. I think it's all a psyop to fool the people, to get prices to go up and rip people off and steal their money. That's what it's all about, and scare people. That's all about is scaring people. They want to scare the hell out of everybody. I mean, I'm a trucker. I'm on the road right now. I drive by these gas stations, and everybody is filling up their car. I mean, I don't blame them, but really, you're causing this, people, by going to the gas station and fill up your cars. So yeah, I think that's all it's saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially with the computers, they're making us rely on the computers so they can make things go wrong.
And you know that we could go around this in 2 minutes because it's no biggie, like you're saying.
And why not? If you could get closer to the mic, I'm having trouble hearing you. You're a little bit low. I don't know if you can turn your mic up a little bit.
Is that any better? I mean, I can't really do anything.
Yeah, that's a little bit better, yeah.
Uh-oh, we got a little background there.
Yeah, I'm driving. Probably.
Oh, we're getting a nasty storm right now. It just hit us. It's going to get heavy rains and maybe tornado watch and stuff. And I'm trying to put up a shed so I have it all tied down. It's crazy. Anyway, they have a way around the pipeline so freaking easily. Of course, they can manually control it. And, you know, if anything happens, they have to have all those backups. So this is a total nonsense. Just like the lumber price is going up, total nonsense. There's no cause for this stuff. And what it is these people are hijacking our supply chain, and they're going to put us through whatever it takes to get us to toe the line. And really, America is not about toeing the line. It's about them getting in line, not us. You know, you can fool some of the people. A lot of people don't get to heaven, you know, like it's usually a small percentage, you know. So lots of people are going to get in line and, you know, follow the beast or whatever. You know, they just, Scotty sent me a thing, you know, they just allowed these bioweapons, you know, gain of function. And, you know, this idiot Fauci, as soon as they, you know, allowed it, he's releasing the beast. He's, you know, he's already got it out there. Like, the pandemic hit right after they were allowed to play again.
Right. And got us conditioned, or the people conditioned. And that's why I've joined the show, to help people get unconditioned. Because already conditioning us to hurry up and panic and fear and get to the gas. I was one of the first ones to go fill it up. I'm like, I'm not playing this. We'll fill it up and see what happens over the next few days.
Sure. Yeah, it's best to get ahead of the line, you know, right now. It's too late now, right?
I don't think it's ever too late. We're going to get through. We got through 2020. We got to get through 2021. We are ahead of the line, though.
No, we are ahead of the line. We like Rev Radio is about the change that's going to come, because if we don't do something, nobody will. You know, so we're right there, and we've got together. The interesting thing is, the more that we reveal the way we are, and like how special 602 is and stuff, they're going to start throwing more weapons at us because they want to stop us.
But they can't stop us. That's the problem. We're going to keep going until they can't. They can't, not until it's our turn.
And we're going to have fun doing it because, you know, like, we're not the bad people. We're not the ones trying to come up with anything wrong.
We're trying to fix the problems they're giving us.
Yeah, so... Two Feathers and Sergeant Miller, how you guys doing? I don't know.
Oh, man, dealing with this baby hurricane.
Here we go.
Yeah, so my internet might be messing up as I'm traveling, or I might be breaking up. But, yeah, y'all made some great points. And hello, 602, Two Feathers, Trucker Gerald. You know, another day in this. And this communist, Marxist, what else? Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, we got a Grand Dragon Wizard in the office. So, in case y'all didn't know that.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. You share it. We thank you.
Yeah, so expect all the tactics except for the burning cross. They're not going to use that.
What, not yet?
Well, I mean, hey.
They already did it. They don't want to play the same game twice. I mean, they do, not so blatantly, I guess you would say.
No, they've done a couple churches up. That's part of the PSYOP, too.
Yeah, but with the Ku Klux Klan, they would do the burning crosses.
Right.
But this is that. A disguised. We're going to get the disguised version.
Well, I mean, Houston went through that little ice storm. You remember that?
Yes.
The grid shut down. I mean, he made an executive order to give China the back door to the national federal grid. You know, but
that's what happened with the hacks. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's going on, you know.
Yes, and they won't give up the password, which means we never had an election. We never had any elections since this software's been out. Like, if we don't have the passwords, how is that our election?
It's not, but we're trying to do the best we can, because just even in my state, Arizona, Governor Ducey wound up passing some bill today and had to do with the election. They're saying if they're switching it to calling it absentee voting to, I want to say, early voting. And that way, if the person doesn't do the early voting 2 years in a row, then they automatically take you off the absentee or early voting list. So they'll help prevent, you know, the people that may have passed away or aren't actually doing the voting to try to help prevent the voter fraud. I believe that is already a system in itself that came from China, so it's rigged. But well, at least some people are trying.
Don't you think that it's not that complicated to get it right? It's more complicated to get it wrong?
I guess that's why they call it politics.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If voting was real, they wouldn't let us do it. It's never been.
Yeah, that's a good one. There you go.
No, it's how we lose control, because we're giving it to them. That's why it's illegal.
They make us think we're in control.
Well, no, they're representing us. As soon as somebody represents you, you can't talk anymore. You know, like the lawyer representing you won't let you talk.
Right. Once you hire the lawyer only speaks.
Yes. So, Two Feathers, you with us? This has got to be big for Two Feathers, too. Maybe he's not with us. I should go check.
Yeah, he's going through the same weather I'm going through. So
speaking of the weather, just to share with y'all, I got to visit Louisiana for over the past weekend, or excuse me, the past week. And my goodness, it had to be Wednesday. Now, y'all got to remember, out here, we do not get a lot of rain. And like you said, what happened to Texas? I think they're doing the same thing with the southern states with this little storm that's going on. Because prior to me going out there, they're already talking about this level 1 storm. Well, as my friend was driving us in this rain, she literally had to drop down to 20. She could not see in front of her. She could not see the lines. But when I tell you there was such big crackling of lightning, and I was just flashes of light like I've never seen in my life. I'm not that old. I'm 37 years old. But I'm like, man, I grew up in Louisiana my whole life. I have never seen it so powerful. And on top of it, not only did it go horizontally, up and down, it went diagonally after it hit the ground. I'm like, this is some serious weather. So I feel what y'all going through. It ain't no joke. But I also think it could be man-made.
Yeah, speaking of lawyers, Sergeant Miller sent an interesting video how they have 1,000 lawyers and 10,000 medical experts. That's bringing a major, I don't know if they're going to call it a lawsuit against the, what was it, the WHO? Who was it, 602? WHO?
The CDC, and there was
CDC.
One more.
Yeah, and the Davos.
There you go.
The Davos group. They're all going to, because why they're doing that? Crimes against humanity. And
all
I
right.
wanted to. Huh? Go ahead.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that's our own people. That's our own people not doing it. Go ahead.
Where does the WHO get the right to shut down the world? They wrote it in their paperwork, but that doesn't mean they really can do it.
Yeah, and guess what else? They're like, what's his name? What I called his name was John, what's his name? That's married to that light-skinned girl that they had that little, her and LL Cool J had that little show. You know, John Legend. They said anytime that any superstar like Dolly Parton or any of them are on the TV trying to, you know, sell this vaccine or vaccination, that nobody should listen to them because these people are not scientists.
Mm-hmm. They're getting paid.
Yeah, they're getting paid. Yeah, 602 said the same thing. They're getting paid to tell us these things. Who in the hell are these people to tell us to get the COVID shot?
Well, that's the celebrityism, if I may just put my input. I mean, that's the idols that the children are, or even that the children watch. They watch the celebrities. And you want to be like the celebrity because they're rich and famous. You want to get to be their level. It's the whole purpose of watching them and their style and who they are and what kind of lifestyle they have. So you want to follow everything that they do. So you got to get them in on it to help persuade the people.
But they're actors.
And guess what? Now I heard today in my area that what they're doing is they're, you know, trying to hype the children up and the parent hype the parents up to give it to the children, and they making it where the shots are being strengthened, you know, to the point of they trying to reduce the amount of whatever poison they're putting in these shots to children that, you know, 12 to 15 or whatever. So you see the age group in it now. Just like when you give your children cough medicine or whatever, you don't give them all the same strength, right? You give them some milligram. Little babies, you give cc's. You see what I'm saying?
Goes by weight.
Yeah, exactly.
But there isn't any weight distribution. They're giving them the same shot.
No, they can't really. And
but they are. Thing is,
some people are sensitive and others aren't. So
exactly
as much. Yeah. But
so now,
one more point, right? What age, like my book, The OASPI, says 14 is adult. So, you know, like at a certain age, you have to ask the children what they want, that you can't decide for them.
Who's influencing them? That's the problem, because the internet's got them.
I'm saying at a certain age, it should be up to them and not, you know, the parents decide what they're going to do.
I'll take mine to 18.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, you know. That
you're right, though. At what age can they legally make that decision?
Yes.
Well, in court, you think about it. I'm sorry, but in court, the child makes the decision of who they want to live with at a certain age. I don't know what age it is.
Exactly. It's like 12 or 14. It's
right.
Pretty close to it.
Yes.
And they want the child to make the decision. They'll put it off until the child's old enough to make the decision. Because then it's not the court making the decision.
Wait, y'all ready for me to blow the top off this thing?
Yep. Been ready.
Okay. They say that the final discovery of what the outcome of this COVID vaccination poison that they're giving to people, the study of it is not going to be completed to 2022 to 2023. We're in 2021, and they're giving it to people by the millions. So the study's not going to be finished till 2022-23.
That's because it hasn't ever been tested on anybody.
No, but they said in that video that like 13,000 people has already either been affected negatively by
so
this shot or died.
That's already a study. That's a study. They won't release that part of it. So they won't
exactly. That's why when we do our own research, that's when we discover what the hell's really going on here.
So they really want people in the dark until then.
Sergeant Miller?
Hey, you're dealing with communist Marxists and eugenics.
you're dealing with possessed. These people don't get a choice.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do this to the world and have it on their soul.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are in a position.
Yeah, they do.
No, they're in a position where they've sold their soul and they're doing what they're told.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we can't trust them, you know, like Biden, you know, like he's been there the longest, like he's the oldest president ever. And we're supposed to know better, that the children are more important than these old farts. You know, like they're not going to change the world. They're going to take what they can get out of it before they leave. And, you know, like these days, it's about giving. It's not about taking everything from everyone. We were watching all the money that they've spent recently, and we keep thinking how much we could have done with it if we just helped the world instead of screw everybody for, you know, get what they can out of it.
You think it would be cheaper?
Easily, yeah. Because it would save us all this, like, stupidity of talking about all the stupid stuff in the news. Like, you're not allowed to have a password. Go ahead.
And it would change people's mentality. You wouldn't be so defensive and aggravated and easily manipulated.
I think we should sue Canada, you know, for, like, cutting back on the wood. I don't think they're allowed to do that, like, internationally.
Do what internationally?
Cut back on our wood supply, you know, like, that cuts out a lot of people's work.
Well, part of the problem, though, is we have our own wood. What do we keep outsourcing all of our resources for? I mean, that's part of the reason why they're having this. Yeah.
But we can't ramp it up fast enough, you know. But what it is they don't have a right to hold up supply. And we've got to demand the supply can't be controlled. You know, like just because these people have control of the supply doesn't mean they're allowed to do that.
It may be their way of Canada saying, hey, you know what, United States, since you did all this to our country with the tourism and the people not being able to travel out of country or whatever things that we've put on Canada, it might be Canada's way of saying, well, stick it to you with the lumber. That's our biggest resource to y'all.
So what, are we going to stick them back with something else? This is ridiculous.
Well, if we got a big enough president to do it, we would. We did all the...
What?
All the if we had somewhat of a leader...
This is ridiculous to find fault with somebody else and keep going at it with them, you know? Like, that's what we're doing.
Well, that's why Trump did the sanctions. The sanctions work on them because it hits them in their pockets.
Well, yeah and no, because China is working with us. They're lending us money. They're supplying us. I just got something today from China that only took about 15 days to get here. I couldn't believe it. I don't usually like to buy anything. I made a mistake, and I ordered it anyway, and just to see how long it would take. And it was fast, even in all this craziness going on right now.
Yeah, you know, speaking of China, though, aren't they back to their regular everyday lives with the mask and everything? Like, I don't think they're wearing masks like talking about it. They're back to their everyday life. They're over it.
Yeah, I think we're over it too. We just
I'm so over it.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's trending.
Right. People are finally starting to feel it. And I tell people when I go into the stores, I had a gentleman in front of me checking out, and he's like, so is the mask still required? And the lady behind the counter is like, yes, it is. It's just determining up to the business. I said, yes. It may be up to the businesses, but it's going to take you as that person to walk in without a mask to show others that it is okay so you can be that difference. It just takes one by one.
Mm-hmm. The mask isn't a solution. It's kind of a confusion.
That's what it is. You're right.
It does nothing for us, and if we don't come up with a better way, we're going to all get screwed because of that mask.
Well, we don't need the mask. That's the better way.
No, we need something bigger because they're going to throw something more at us. The more we think we can get out of it, the more they're going to come after us.
But well, Biden's the more we keep listening to easy. Them.
But Biden's not going to go down easy. Now, if we're proven that the election was a fraud, he's out of here. Nobody's going to listen to him soon. He's got statistics out saying that people like him. That's ridiculous.
That's a joke. There you go. There you go, Sergeant Miller. Let him know. Let him know the answer to that one.
Damn, I needed that laugh.
But that's how far they're going.
Bumbling Boy, he giving up the best. The best skits for Saturday Night Live every time he get on that podium.
Giving him a free show.
Oh.
He ain't even got to wait to Saturday.
Well, he just did that thing with Russia, and we're not going to be allowed to talk anymore. Go ahead.
I heard Canada, too. Well, go ahead.
I'd like to say, too, that 602 brought up a good point about these businesses, that what happens is, you know, a lot of time people don't realize that they could check their mandates in their area for their city or their county or whatever. And because they might have already lifted the ban. But most of, I want people to know that even though they go into these business place of businesses, what happens is it's just for the employees. It doesn't mean it's, you know, for the shoppers. That's all I wanted to say. Over.
You're absolutely right, and let me second that. So this is a mandate that's coming through the order, but as far as businesses goes, there's also another law that states that you are to accommodate Americans with disabilities. So those people with asthma, those people with COPD, those people that can't really breathe, you need to accommodate them. That's still a law.
And don't forget about the deaf people that need to read lips and can't read lips because everybody's wearing a stupid mask.
And what about our technology? Can't we do better than that?
Well, they keep hacking the technology, so it has to keep being redone. I mean, look at Microsoft coming out that Microsoft 365 got hacked. So if it gets hacked, then you got to come out with a new system. Yes, they keep coming out with the new technology, but they keep also hacking it. So the programmer has that key to hack it, so you can go get another programmer. So everybody got to go buy it again. And it's just a continuous circle.
Yeah, but they do that purposely so that, right. You know, like, so they can make up, you know, fixes for all the problems, too.
Yeah, that's the Bill Gates formula.
Yeah, virus and vaccines.
Damn, that was a good one, there. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah.
I wonder how long that map sheet is.
Witch's brew, yes.
I think he's still mad because he got that pie thrown in his face years ago. Right. I think that's
what it was. He got stuck.
The poker man, right? Sorry.
Yeah, my poker friend, my good draw poker friend. Bro. He just can't make this shit up.
Talk about a poker face. You'd never believe he had a sex problem.
Oh, Uncle Billy.
I think they're going to be talking about him for the next year or two, and it's all going to be a waste of time.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, now that they stop talking about him, the new news is the divorce, so it's just going to keep coming out more and more.
He'll turn into the worst person on the planet, and everybody will not like him, and he's got like this big yacht, so he doesn't care. He can go anywhere.
Yeah, he'll live in the water for the rest of his life. He'll be fine. He'll have concierge services sent to him by the people with the COVID.
And he can afford to pay somebody for anything he wants. So
might even have a tunnel underneath the waterfall. We know what billions of dollars he's got.
I mean, he can only go so far, so whatever. Almost over with him.
Yeah, but he forgot this thing called natural law.
Yes.
He forgot about that.
Yes, so did Biden. He's forgetting a lot of things.
So much so that he doesn't even know what he's signing, and he doesn't even know where his mask is at, and even though it's in his back pocket.
Oh, that was hilarious. I lost my mask.
No, where it either.
No, you lost your mind. You can't find it.
Yeah. That's in your other back pocket. You see.
That's good, Sarge.
So while on the subject with Bill Gates, I'm just curious. I mean, I've heard that he's been banned from Africa and then he's been banned from India for killing all these people. And he's coming over here to his own people in America, basically doing the same thing. Why he's not already convicted of murder charges?
I think that's why he's got a yacht. Why he's got a yacht.
So he can't be in any country.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's funny that he won't give the recipe because they wanted to put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta buy it from me. But maybe he'll have a floating factory now, right?
I was watching something where, I mean, the video showed that it was a rock, I forgot the name of it, either Rockefeller child, one of the grandkids or something, talking about if y'all do this, 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 and that, he's going to do something big and bad. But what it came down to was he owns his own island. So all Bill Gates has to do is own his own island, call it its own name, and that's where he can live for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he's got it figured out.
I think that kind of answers the question.
But all the stuff that he's done to everyone, he's going to pay for it next. So that's why he wants to transhuman so he doesn't have to leave here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so go ahead and try that because there's a 100% chance that you are going to die.
Yeah, but he's going to die anyway, and that's more of a fear than trying anything.
Right, so that's his biggest fear.
Yeah, because you have to, you know, face all the crap that you've done to everyone. Like, they're going to be waiting for you on the other side.
Oh, well, there's a judgment day, absolutely.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you slow other people down, they can't get anywhere, and they're waiting for you.
Well, that's what half of Americans are doing right now. They're waiting to be told what to do. And I would hope that Revolution Radio listeners are hearing us tonight and understanding what's going on. This is the whole point, is to continue with the revolution.
So what do you think as a woman to get out of this stupidity? Because, you know, I think it takes a woman's touch and some feeling, because we're not seeing that with our fearless leaders.
So I don't see them. Well, you got to think about it. So as a woman, as a wife, my husband, he's the one that I am able to listen to and draw from that. And then I can interpret it and I can then share it with people in a reasonable manner. So there's going to be people that don't want to hear anything. There's going to be people that are willing to listen. There are going to be people that have their own views and are going to be stern and unwilling to accept. But it's all like, I have family members that went and got the COVID shot after we told them and told them and told them. And guess what? They got sick. So it's just a matter of how you relay the message. And can you wake up to people? And if so, how do you do it? And really, it's just a matter of, you can strike up a conversation and it could be about anything. And from that conversation, it just determines how that conversation goes and transition into the main point. So the way to wake people up is, as I mentioned earlier, with the gentleman in front of me saying, well, the mask mandate really isn't there. The governor lifted the order. Now it's up to the businesses, but really it's up to the people to show the other people that we can do this without a mask. And it's going to be the same with the vaccination. When a person is sitting in a chair ready to get the vaccination in Walmart, Walgreens, wherever you want to be, and the drive-thru, hey, do you know that you're signing up for something that they are not legally going to be responsible for? That you literally are being considered an experiment and there aren't any studies out to show the side effects of any of this? That's how you get to the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot of studies that show the mask is barely good enough for sawdust, let alone anything else. Because that's all it's made for.
I think my husband says it the best is when he goes up to people and he says, hey, can I ask you a question? With that mask on, if you have cologne on, can you smell it? And right. They'll say, yes. Right. And he'll say, well, if someone farts, can you smell it? And they won't answer. He's like, well, then do you think the virus can get through the mask? And then they'll stuck on stupid and walk off.
Smallest thing around us. And it might be contagious through that, you know, flatulence or whatever. We don't want to test that.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't imagine if they wanted to stick a Q-tip. I would be devastated if they wanted to go that other way. I would be like, there's nothing that comes in there and there's only going out, okay?
Yeah, that is horrendous.
Horrendous, and people were probably going to be willing to do it. They were following the instructions.
You know, when they came out with that, my first thought was, this is the worst thing they could think to do to scare everyone.
That's they exactly did a good what job. It sounded like.
Yeah, now it's even worse with the things moving around on it. So. But that makes me realize that almost everything in the media is to get us all going. And you listen to Nick, you know, the show before us and stuff, and you can see how it's working on us. You know, like even Mitch Bupp, it's like, you know, it's getting to him. You can see how it affects his health and stuff if it's aggravating. You know, like look at how many names Mitch Bupp remembers. Even if he does use cue cards, that has to get to you when you do that over and over. You know, these are our stressors, the things that confuse us, like what's going on around us instead of what we can get done. So this.
Well, I can honestly say, though, that I was in a state of confusion. I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to believe. And, you know, my husband's telling me, don't wear that dang mask. But I'm like, babe, I got to wear the mask. I got to go to work. I got to do it. I got to do it because I got to have a job. I got to get paid. But again, they're just conditioning us because right now the shot is voluntarily. So go ahead and free will it while you can. But once they come to that mandate and you're telling me that I have to take this shot, then I guess we're going to have to figure out the repercussions of that because other half of the people aren't going to do it.
The thing is about that shot, it's like you can't force somebody to take something like that. It really is a witch's brew.
Right.
You know, like you just can't force somebody to do something like that. That's against everything about life.
Mm-hmm. Like,
nobody can show you any evidence of that helping you at all.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. So it can't be mandated, and mandate doesn't mean law, and it can't be law because, go ahead.
If they could mandate it, they'd have been mandated it.
You're right about that.
But mandate is a suggestion when you look at it.
Yes. But I'm saying like mandatory.
You know,
they can't cross that line.
That's what people need to hear.
The beginning, I said paperwork just, you know, melts away with water. You know, I've seen it happen all the time. You lose the words you write with ink when water hits the page. So what it is,
people think this government gives you your right to exist.
They can't even explain what your right is.
That's what I'm saying. That's the mentality of, you know, I don't want to generalize or give a percentage, but, you know, that's the atmosphere. Right. That's the atmosphere. Like, the government is God Almighty. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's it. That sets up everything else.
They don't have anything better than them. That's why they think they're all that.
And like
what's wrong. Like if you take away the Great Spirit, that makes you the greatest thing on earth.
Well, that's what man wants.
Some men, not all. Well, to prove that there's nothing greater than us, and that means we're the ones that started life, and it wasn't anything to do with something outside of us, so we could be out of control. Nothing, you know, there's no reason if there's nothing after this, why don't we get what we can out of it?
They sure aren't doing the most.
They're possessed. The other world rules this world because you can't see it, so you don't know how it works. And it feeds off our energy, so it's always tripping us up so that it gets all our energy. And if you watch all of our shows, you can tell that it's bothering us. That's energy.
Oh, you feel it, absolutely. You can feel the energy. I think that's what Sergeant Miller was trying to get at. You can feel what's going on.
Yeah, and that's the solution, because the feelings is what they taught us not to have any sense. And now, if we realize that that's what they're keeping from us, all our feelings, the whole thing will just flip really quick. Because you're not allowed to, treat your neighbor like yourself. It means if you want to feel good, you let somebody else enjoy it too. You know, so you're not allowed to take life from others. Do you want to say something, Trucker Jerk? I keep hearing him in the background.
Oh, but I wanted to say 602, Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day. Greatly appreciate it, because it is to all the mothers out there. Thank you. And it does mean a lot, because my boys mean the world to me. And just the card and the gifts, it's a beautiful thing to be a mother. It really is. So thank you.
It's the greatest thing on earth, right?
It really is. If anybody searches for anything, that's truly what the search is for. It's to give life, create it, and it's a gift to even be able to do it. And then it goes back to why not's point of why don't people want to help each other as a mother and even as a dad, because y'all have Father's Day as well. We want to do the best for our children, give them the world that we want them to live and do it the right way. And that's how people should be acting amongst each other, instead of the selfishness and the greediness that is our environment and what we look for, because that's what the celebrities do. They make us want all the expensive things, the new iPhone. It could be the new PlayStation, the Xbox, the Nikes. What else you need on the list? All the things that most people can't afford.
But in the eyes of a child, you can see the greatest thing on earth.
Which is true.
And we're all children, right? And that's kind of what you're describing, how it feels to see life. And when you look around at all the things we're treated like, it's really a dead world trying to keep us from enjoying life. Like, it's been set up to get you to argue over everything and not see the value of life.
Right. They want to keep us arguing about anything and everything and continue to separate and divide us in every fashion and form you can think of. And the next form, I'm not even going to go there, but it is the LGBTQNOP.
But the opposite is to just enjoy it all and not find anything wrong with anyone, because it's really not you. And then if you forgive everyone, you can forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself first before you can forgive others.
Well, I think if you have something against somebody that you didn't forgive them, I don't think you can forgive yourself.
Well, you're not allowing them. Here's the thing. Then you allow them to take control over you, and that doesn't allow you to then forgive yourself. You don't allow another person to determine how you feel.
Well, right away, I just let it go, whatever somebody does to me, because I don't want to hold anything on them.
That's right, because it takes up your space and your energy and your mind, and then you don't have positivity, and that's, again, what the smoky mirrors is all about, to take away your joy, to take away your happiness.
Yes.
Whether it be if you're divided on that, sorry.
Forgive me as much as I forgive them. It's that simple, really, because if it's not you that's going through all the hell that everybody's talking about, then you're not the one that's going to, you know, go to the wrong place anyway. If you go through all this and you start fighting and you start, you know, going against it all, that's how they get you to, you know, like, how long are you going to fight before you realize that it's the wrong direction to be in? Like, we're not up against something physical. We're up against something spiritual and mentally.
Oh, absolutely.
How are we going to handle this? If they call us a name, are we going to want to fight? That's kind of crazy.
See, that's where you got to walk away, because really, I'm an emotional person, and I can tell you this. If you get me to that point, I may just have to do it, you know? Like, I got to refrain sometimes. I take a lot of stuff, but there are some things you might just cross.
I know Oscar says he gets knocked out by it.
But let me answer that, though. You know, as long as we've been married, we're getting ready to go on our 19th anniversary, May 18th. As long as we've been together, he tells me, he says, man, look, every time you get argued, a woman's going to argue no matter what. And she's always going to find fault in everything you do. I just get to the point where I've learned over time, I just be quiet, let your rant, walk away.
Wow.
So he's learned how to keep the peace, because we can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
I try and say the woman's right so that I don't fight all the time.
But we should all have equal rights. I mean, a woman has a place and a man has a place, and we need to keep those places. We don't need anything in the middle.
Well, the way I take it is I don't find any fault with people, like my girlfriend especially. You know, like, whatever happens, happens. You know, it's not like she wanted to do something wrong or hurt me or anything.
Right.
You know? So, right. You know, look at the long term, how much time you've put in with somebody else, not just the short, you know, hot-headed stuff, you know?
Right, and it takes time and commitment and unconditional love.
Yes.
Unconditional, no matter what.
Well, that's your future. You know, you want to be happy. You give as much as you want. You know?
You give. Yeah, you're absolutely right. What you give is what you're going to get back. And sometimes we don't get back what we give, but we still give without any expectation because we know we're doing what's right.
Yeah.
But I would like to hear Two Feathers and Trucker Gerald while I'm here.
Let him fight over it, right?
Well, what I'd like to say before the break is I'd like to probably jump off at top of the hour. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go get this website for everybody. And when they come trying to force this vaccination on all of us, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a website, and it's supposed to be like a whistleblower's website. And, you know, and it, we are to let these people know that this is against the Geneva Convention, that they can be put to death behind trying to mandate and force us to get this vaccination, according to this research. Go ahead.
No, you're right. The Nuremberg trials, they already did put a bunch of people to death. Yes. Kind of crazy.
Those.
Now, how long we've been talking about the Geneva Convention?
Come on, Sergeant.
With the mask, with the form of governmental terrorism.
And they're straight up lying.
I've studied the Geneva Convention because I was under its jurisdiction overseas, which meant... Mm.
Nice.
If I got a gun and my enemy got a gun, I can't fire upon him until he fires upon me.
Yeah, you can't
start
anything.
That's just one. That's just one of them.
Well, can I ask you this, Sergeant Miller? Has the government already fired the one on us?
Yes, yeah. you're dealing with a tyrannical domestic terroristic threat acting. As a government.
We're not that type of people like them. We wouldn't do that kind of stuff to people.
Right. He's saying, though, that the what I'm trying to get at is that the government's already pulled that trigger.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And they've been doing it against other countries.
Absolutely.
Now they're doing it on their own people.
They've set us all up, all the countries. At this time, they would like a total fight because they can't control it anymore. And the vaccine didn't work for them. Like, yeah, that's going to get a bunch of people, but it's not going to get the people that really matter. Like, that's why they want to force it now.
But everybody really matters. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in the long run, we all matter. But if somebody's going to stand in line... What choice is that in mind?
Hey, can I get an M&M?
They'll find their way eventually.
Can I choose the color M&M I get, please?
Can you imagine, though, if this vaccine turns people into different colors and they don't even know it?
Wow.
We all become one race? Can you imagine? There you go.
I wish it was that easy.
No, they just changed the pigment of your skin. They got the DNA. The messenger's sending it to you.
No, what it is they're trying everything. Like, they threw everything they've got at us. And life still survives. They don't know how to kill us without getting caught.
Oh, thank God, because God created life.
Well, I mean, without getting caught. Like, without being so... I mean, they're obvious as it gets right now. They really aren't getting away with anything. I think they're all getting sacrificed, you know, thinking that they might pull this off. But
yeah, they thought.
Well, the dark side never really wins. It just scares everyone.
Right. And fear. That's right.
Yeah. So we're about at the end of it. I mean, they say 7 years of trouble. Well, we could have been through 5 years of that the way we've been going. You know?
Well, it is 7 years, but there's going to be a, if you want to go there, it's just going to be where the Holy Spirit's removed from the earth, and they're not going to be able to call upon God.
Well, that's happening already, because we've got people killing us off, you know, standing in line. Like, we're submitting to them. So there's pestilence all around us right now. This was only the beginning. Go ahead. 662.
No, you're right. This is the beginning. We may be living in it, but it's, again, just conditioning us to what's really going to happen.
Well, I think what's going to happen is either we stand up against it and say
how
something.
How weak are we? Yes.
Yeah, or they get, like, you know, after so many rounds, we're going to get weak anyway.
Yeah, they're going to try to make us, whether it be in the air, whether it's biochemical weapon warfare right now. If people can't wake up and see that, I don't know what to tell them.
Yeah, it's in the air already.
Supposedly.
All around us. Well, they won't tell us what they're throwing at us, and I think that's also in the Geneva Convention and stuff. Nuremberg trials. You can't just throw a bunch of chemicals in the air without telling us what they're doing to us.
Oh, well, they're doing it.
Well, they're doing it because we're citizens.
I think that's, it's just going towards the one world order. I think that's what they're preparing us for.
The reason they made citizens was so they could experiment on us. They own us as citizens. We lost our rights in that way. Like, we can't hold them accountable because they're not citizens. They don't have a birth certificate. They're not in this public system that they put us in.
Like, and that's the carrot. That's right, the carrot that keeps them going.
Yes, and their private system, they pay everything off. Nobody hears the truth because it's not in the public. But
right.
But that is the carrot, because they get away with murder, and they know they
can. There you said, they get away with murder.
Yeah, because they're like, if I take myself out of the citizenship, I could get away with murder too, but I'm not that type of person, so what does
it
matter?
What you got to do? You got to pay for it?
No, you got to get out of the paperwork, and you can't do paperwork to get out of paperwork. It's just like nonsense. But I hear the music. But right. You know, if there's a creator, we just have to have a creator behind us, and they can't do anything for us.
They can't do that.
You got the right book.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect,
Triangle.
Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody seen? Mama!
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hey, the lone stranger rides again, right? High, low, sober. No way. So anyway, we got a big round table here. It's important tonight. And I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there that, and 602 that, you know, really, you know, if it wasn't for the feelings and, you know, what we came to in this world, we wouldn't have much at all, you know. And what we're seeing right now is we're seeing people that are so, like, crazy opposite of, you know, having feelings for each other, that they would cut off the food supply or the work supply or how much we make it in a month so that we have high bills and things. It's a strange world when it gets so bad that they've lied so much that they can't hide it anymore. And then they want to kill everybody so that nobody can tell on them. And, you know, I remember that when I was little, you know, with the, your brothers and sisters, how mad you get when you're going to get caught because of them. But anyway, they're caught already. And it's really interesting that it even matters to us, all this stuff. You know, like every day you see stuff in the news where you can see it's like their whole house of cards is about to just disintegrate. And that's where we're really at. And really, you know, when you listen to Rev Radio, the people here have all the clues. It's like, you know, we're inspired. If you can see the creator anywhere, this is really where you'll see it, because we really have the answer to the next thing that we're going to do. This is the only answer, really, is like a crowd of people, especially in America, that, you know, feel like they should be the ones in charge, not some group of people that want to control everything. And I love the background that I get tonight. It's all ominous. But we've got 602, first time on, which is really, I'm honored. I think it's like the specialest night ever. And
thank you. I appreciate it. And welcome.
You're the best.
To the radio.
You're going to change things because I can see the difference already. And we got Sergeant Miller. And, you know, Sergeant's got all that knowledge and book smarts. And we've got Trucker Gerald. He's really honest and committed to doing the right thing. And we've got Two Feathers. You know, I love Two Feathers' mom. I don't know her, but I know she's a little girl. and two feathers as the result. So anyway, I'll open it up. And we are all listener supported if anybody wants to push that a little bit. This is the greatest like experiment ever. And the one that we're going through right now is the worst one ever. And I don't want to talk about the news. I want to talk about what we can do about it. And, you know, people like us can come up with anything. What do you think, 602?
I was just thinking about your question and the inspiration of the change. And it just keeps coming back to us as one person. We have to, I mean, even gathering together here, we're able to share thoughts and bounce and reflect off of each other's ideas of how to change the world. But what we're doing right now is, I mean, from what I'm able to hear, is put the pieces of the puzzle together. Once the pieces are finally shown, and it says that, you know, what's done in the dark will be eventually exposed to the light. And I feel right now that these things that are being done are finally being shed to the light, and people are starting to see what's going on in the world. I mean, all the negative things. Don't forget about the pedophiles. Don't forget about the human trafficking. Don't forget about the children missing. Don't forget about our children wanting to be taken from people and the government. Not really. I mean, I don't even want to speak
about
the government.
Well, they're not our parents. They're not.
They want to act like our parents. Right. Well, they do, because they do that from K through 12th grade, and then you go to college and they teach us what they want us to learn.
Well, raise means higher up. Then they're not going to raise our children. They're going to lower them.
Well, then,
what do you think, Sarge? What do you think we're up against, really? Because Sarge has a pretty good idea of, you know, all the Mason stuff and, you know, like all the crazy books out there.
it starts with a duality. Every human being on this planet has duality. Yes. Which is good and evil.
Yes.
You just got a certain sect of people that's operating on their lower self that acquired power through torture, murder, savagery. You know, and that goes back to 1492. That's a foundation. Yeah. And then it goes even further than that, but that's when it came here.
The first TV game was Pong. You know, you feel like you're just bouncing back and forth between positive and negative here.
Yes, yes, positive and negative.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the rules of law, is negative and positive. I mean, think about a car battery. It's got to get to that simplicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, balance. Everything in nature is a balance, and we get a battery by throwing it off balance. It wants to get back. So all of this stuff is a balance. Eventually it's going to, you know, like calm down, because, you know, the cycle will go back and forth. The last cycle in the, you know, according to that book I have, in the winter time was when we were blowing each other up with atomic weapons, you know. So, you know, we're going from that type of a negative with the Second World War to, like, we could do the opposite of that. Use all of our energy to something, you know, we could be in the next, you know, like the Jetsons and stuff. That's where we're really at.
Well, think about it. I mean, that's what we're turning into. Next, we're. Yeah. I told my mom that one time. She's like, you know, being in the passenger seat of the car. I said, well, don't worry, Mom. Just in the future, you're going to be in your own little seat with a bubble over your head, flying in space, pressing a button. Yeah. You can go anywhere.
And we could do that now. If we gave our children free education and let them loose and gave them the potential, you know, that, you know, they could do anything. And hasn't it always been that way?
Yes, it's a matter of being exposed to knowledge.
Yes, and not limiting our children, you know, like these pills, that, you know, attention deficit, are you kidding?
Oh, man,
they leave giving all the attention. We should be giving them all the attention they want.
If they got too much attention, go hang on the monkey bars and go play on the swings and go, you know, fly a kite or, you know, there's a reason.
Give them better things to do and they won't need attention, you know. So it's all about, exactly, like, you know, your children, when they first come to you, they want to do everything that you do. And how do you lose that?
When they get teenagers and they think they know it all.
Yeah, when they want to think too. They've been waiting all them years to think for themselves. Like, you remember what you were like at that age.
Oh, right? I absolutely do. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I love about parents. They go through what they were, you know, their children were putting through. Like, we deserve it too. So, what do you think, Trucker Gerald? I don't know what happened to two. Oh, he's not back yet, right? He was out researching something.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Trucker Gerald. He's still on mute.
Yeah, Breaker 19, do you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yep, 10-4. Yeah, man, I mean, with all these vaccines, I mean, they give these children when they're little, I mean, like what, 60 vaccines before they're 5 years old or something like that? And what they're doing is deadening the pineal gland. The pineal gland is very important to a human being. It connects us to the spiritual world. And with the fluoride in the water and the chemtrails in the air, and now with this new vaccine, this mRNA vaccine, it's a computer program that programs the genes to do certain things. Like, they can program it. If you get the flu, they can program it to get rid of the flu, to cure the flu. If you get cancer, they can program it to cure the cancer. Well, they can also program it to stop your heart. They can program it to make you go insane. So if you trust this government to have that much power over you, you are absolutely crazy. And people, if you are one of these people that pick up a syringe, a needle with this vaccine in it, and you jab it into someone's arm, you are a murderer. I don't care. I know that's going to make a lot of people mad, but see, they don't have the power, the powers that should not be. They cannot force that vaccine. You just got to be willfully taken. You got to willfully get that vaccine. But they pay these people to pick up that needle and jab it in your arm. That makes them murderers, because there are thousands of people dying from this vaccine right now. I mean, and it's not even being reported on. So it is a computer program, and it can program your genes. And they can make you go insane. They can stop your heart. They can stop your liver, whatever they want to do. And if you trust this crazy government to have that much power, then you are absolutely insane. So that's my thoughts on it.
I actually agree with you, Trucker Gerald, as far as the vaccinations and what they're doing. And if you want to put it in a more simple, well, it's not going to be, if you want to put it in another way to the people, since we have listeners, it's almost like taking a shot and either considering it, I don't know if this is eligible to be even over the radio, but putting drugs in their arm like heroin or cocaine or meth or any other bad drug that's out there. So you might as well say it's the same difference, except they are able to program it and determine it because it is computer-based. It's a messenger that they're sending through us, and we don't know what messages they're sending into our bodies. Our bodies were formed without any of these vaccines. Yes, there are disabilities out there. Yes, there are things that can help us. But this is not something that feels right, that it makes it everybody take the vaccine. So that's another way to look at it. Go ahead.
Feelings, that's the perfect word. You know, because it doesn't feel right. And to anybody that would think about it a little bit and get a little bit of information, the more information you get, the more it doesn't feel right. And what they've done is they've deadened our feelings. Like, we don't make sense anymore. And we really need those senses right now. When he said about the pineal gland, it's also about communicating with each other, feeling each other and stuff. And it's also the creator. So, you know, like, if we don't have our senses right, why would we believe what man is doing? That's what stole our senses. They're stealing our children. They won't even tell us that the tetanus shot was taking your fertility. It was, you know, that's crazy.
So I'm just going to share this with you. And this is something that I wrote down a little while ago, but most of this does not make sense. And our 2 cents doesn't matter, because a penny has more sense. Like, people really need to wake up and have common sense again.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense.
Well, that's the problem. Most people don't have common sense. I mean, common sense ain't common anymore. I mean, they are totally brainwashed. They're totally brainwashed by the mainstream media and the government. It's absolutely true.
So the new penny is the dollar. That's the new bills that we're going to have. And the only one that I know that has sense is Sherry Tenpenny, because she's got lots of sense. I think that's why the creator named her for that. Just at this time. Go ahead.
No, you're right. And the next sense is going to be, I mean, if you want to just transition it. I don't want to stick off the subject because I want people to know how important it is to not receive this vaccination. Stop willingly give yourself up to the unknown. We live life in the unknown every day. In my opinion, God has already planned our life. We have choice. He gave us free will. Take advantage of your free will before you no longer have free will. I'm trying to convince my niece who has a mask on and she refuses to go anywhere without this mask. She's like, you can't go in there without a mask. You can't. You can't. I said, girl, you better be quiet and watch this. Going into the stores, you have to be that one person that does not do it. Do not follow along with the rest of the crowd. Be the one that stands out.
But you got to keep using the word experiment.
Yes,
that's what it is. That's where the connection goes. It's an experiment. And once you tell people it's an experiment, that wakes them up. Because I don't know if people want to be an experiment. I don't want to be no lab rat.
I think a better way to put it too, son, is that this stuff is not even tested on animals. So we're going to test it on us. I mean, they don't even want makeup on tested on animals, much less the dang vaccination.
You know, oxygen is one of the bigger elements. So it's going to be the hardest one to get through the mask. You're going to get all the other elements first. So it's kind of a crazy thing. It really does block your oxygen. You can see it when you put one of those meters on your finger. And there's people trying to run with a mask on.
They're crazy. Listen, I was on the plane, and y'all know I don't really wear a mask. And I know I've made my own mask. Excuse me. When I go to work, if I have to go to work, my mama actually did it. She puts this elastic band on, and the band, she sewed it together so that it hangs. Didn't get one of those ones, the scarves that you pull up or anything, but it like allows her to breathe because it would clog up her eyes. Well, when I was on the plane, I had to wear a regular mask, or I just forgot the other one, however you want to put it. Well, I gave myself a cold. Like breathing in my own carbon dioxide, I gave myself a cold. So now not only am I supposed to breathe through the mask, now I got to pull the mask down because I got to blow my nose. Now how do y'all feel? And I got to blow my nose.
Yeah, that's the Hegelian dialect.
And if you could speak more on that, that'd be great, because the knowledge is power.
Problem, cause, solution. They cause the problem, they give a solution, and the solution is worse than the problem. That's what all of them use. Leopold, Mussolini, Stalin, Hitler, Mao. You know, that's what they all use. So the problem is a cold, a flu, a pneumonia, a bronchitis, malaria. That's the problem. They gave a solution. Wear your mask. And the experimental inoculation. That solution is worse than a regular flu and pneumonia put together.
You're right. And even just saying that one word, so Jamila, I had to look it up. Inoculation. How many Americans know what that means?
All right.
I had to look it up. And anybody that doesn't know what it means, it means the vaccine shot.
So there's a lot of people that think that it's your weakness or your health that causes all of these colds, because, you know, it happens to us right at the cold season, like cold weather season, you know, so that's when we're the weakest and stuff. We don't really like know how to eat right now still, you know, so this is like the last chance they're going to get to, you know, catch us while we're at our weakest. So when you put that mask on, you're breeding things because you're giving it a dark space and not the right air and stuff. and that breeds all kinds of mold and things, you know, like the kind of stuff we shouldn't be dealing with. And mm-hmm. that's why it's like a petri dish, you know. And then the thing is, you're cutting off your oxygen, so you're weakening your system more. So if you do catch something, it's probably because you're weakening your system, and it has nothing to do with anyone else around you. So we still haven't figured out whether we catch things from others or we're just, like, you know, sensitive to others because they caught something. You know, like, we all have to go through something at times because of our weakness. So, you know, our body kind of purges those, you know, toxins that we're, like, feeding on that we can't get out of us.
Yeah, because your body fights off thousands of viruses every day.
Yeah, and all those dead cells, they have to get out of you.
Yes, and that's what happens when you sleep, and when you wake up, your body is flushing all toxins out of your body. When you wake up, you got to go use the bathroom. You know, drink you some water.
You
flush
it
out even more. Yeah.
Blow your nose. Everything happens in the morning. And then you feel better. And it really is all the crap that your body collected the night before while you were sleeping. And I know this because one of the medications they give me is snake poison. And it lowers my blood pressure. It's the cheapest one. It's lisinopril.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I get it. Okay.
Yes. But it really is snake poison. And that they realize that it works that way, you know, dilates your vessels. But
how many people did they have to experiment on?
Well, probably just somebody that got bit by a snake and they realized it would work for blood pressure. So it slows down the animal so the snake can catch
it. You're turning us into lizards.
Yeah, so the interesting thing is it leaves some residue that makes you cough all the time. And the coughing is like your body trying to get the residue out of your system because there's no other way to get it out of your system. It has to come out of your lungs. And it took me years to realize that's what was going on. And it's just the side effect. That's all they tell you. The coughing is a side effect. But really, it's your body trying to get rid of whatever it is in the medication. So it's the snake poison. That's where our like system really works. They don't know how to make something like the creator. They trip over something and then they market it because they realize they could synthesize it or something like aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
But just to follow up on that, people really do got to realize that we have to go back to the natural land and stop depending on all these pills because we are given everything that we're needed on this earth. And it could be as simple as onions. It could be as simple as oranges. It could be simple as lemons. You know, when the coronavirus first came out, got wind of a Chinese doctor who wind up getting killed, just telling people, look, all you got to drink is some hot lemon water. And if you want to put some honey in it, go for it. And it'll clear it up. Like the earth already has everything that we need. We just need to utilize our resources that we have instead of being so much reliant on pills to supplement all of our nutrition. Now that they got fast food, you think about what they did. They shut down a lot of these businesses and restaurants and stuck us with these fast food places.
That same Chinese doctor that mysteriously died also said, globally, humanity is at a deficiency of vitamin D3, globally.
Where could we get that from? What's naturally that provides that?
It comes from the sun.
Ooh, and you can that's why they locked us down.
You can supplement it. You can supplement also.
I got a thing in my Facebook today about a lady. She's like a herbal culturist or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, herbologist.
Yeah, herbologist. She's putting out this book. I saved it in my, saved it on my Facebook page. She was saying, you know, the thing, they got even the little weeds that grow up in between your concrete.
Yeah, the dandelion. Actually,
huh?
Yeah, the dandelion.
Yeah, like a dandelion or whatever. It's like you can use it as a, it's like it puts off this white gel or something, and you could use it as like a salve, you know, for aches and pains. You know, I was tripping
out.
Well,
I'm about to go pull out my weeds because my back and my knees been killing me.
Hey, it's only like I forget, like $23 or $13 or something for this book. I think I'm off.
It's an investment.
Yeah. It gives like
That's why I sent your husband 602 a picture of that book I got.
Yes, sir.
It has the website where you can, you know, you can order it. That's something you should keep.
Oh, I'm investing.
That's investing.
Yes. Hey, before the time gets away from us, I got those websites if everybody wants to get their pencil and paper ready. It's called the COVID Committee website. Okay. And if everybody gets their pen and paper ready, I'll be willing to give you this. They got two different sites here, and they both https://corona/corona/asjust.dd/. That's the first one. The second one is the same thing. https://www.securewhistleblower.com/. And if that they said on that first one, you can give as much information. The corona/asjust.dd/. If you can give, if someone is causing harm against you, they say to give much information you can about these individual or individuals that are causing harm against you. And, you know, they said that you can also hold your media responsible for wanting to cause harm against you, to let them know if you got to call the media station, because they're not scientists to be putting this stuff out. You know, even like people like Walgreens and Walmart and all of them, they said them too. They're not supposed to be promoting this stuff, you know, against your will. Like they've just be giving you a shot. You're uninformed, the uninformed public. We haven't been given the rightful scientific evidence of this stuff being, you know, proven effective, you know? So they're causing crimes against humanity to let these news sites know that they're causing crimes against humanity and they can be brought to justice. And they said that these people, these media sites under that Geneva, was it, 23 convention code, mm-hmm. that they were known to be brought to justice and the members would be known to be put to death. And to let these people know that they can be prosecuted and possibly be put to death. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, these people need to know the severity of what's going on here and what they're doing upon mankind. In society. Go ahead, Tony.
Got a lot of background here all of a sudden. But I just wanted to say that the, you know, Walgreens and all these little companies that the, you know, will push the shot and stuff, those places are purposely picked so that, you know, like if you go after somebody, they're the ones that end up losing their license and stuff. Like there are a bunch of contractors that come in and do it for these places so that these places are plausible deniability. They can say it wasn't us. You know, so just, that's how devious it is. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And just to follow up on Two Feathers' point is that if they're putting out the benefits, so-called, of the vaccination, they need to print out a piece of paper that shows the side effects that has already been proven within this year worth of studies. This is extremely wrong that we get, hey, you're going to get this vaccination But really, a vaccination is to prevent the disease. However, it's not preventing the disease if you still got to wear the stupid mask. So you're not really giving us scientific evidence showing that it's actually working. So I wish people would realize that. But if you're going to show me the pros, show me the cons. And that should be a responsibility of Walgreens and Walmart and of the vaccination company. And know that you're signing a waiver. Know the adverse side effects. And please do your research. And I think Trucker Gerald goes hard in on that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the thing is, they don't have the proper research because it's not going to be conductive. In completion till 2223. And so, how many people they got to kill before they even get the final results of the devastation of this outcome of what they're this poison they're injecting into people?
That's I think it's conducive. And what's going on is they're trying to like fool everybody before they can't be fooled.
Right, you know, and like, they said that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, because I don't want to be talked into things. Go ahead.
No, you're right. You're right, Tony. Very well said. And they said that they bypassed the animal research. They just went straight to humans.
So I wanted to mention that 602. You know, like a week ago, you said that, like, you know, by now we have the time to do some testing. Why is this still experimental?
We should have had testing at 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And then you got to remember, prior to this vaccine rolling out, they were paying people for the study. And people were getting paid for the study, and they were having adverse effects. I mean, I've seen one white woman turn pure red after getting the vaccine. That's a study. This is what happened when the person did it. They're just not releasing the study and the effects of the study because they know it's not any good.
They released one thing. It was 95%. Only five people got hurt, but that was a really wrong way to put it too. And they ran with that the whole time this pandemic's been going on, but it's all nonsense.
With Sergeant Miller, what about that lady, the first one that took it? She collapsed. They said, "Shut the cameras off." Shut
them off. Oh yeah, that was it.
You're right.
What about Shakespeare? First person that takes a stab. Like, isn't that saying it's an act?
Dr. Judy Mikovits said they tried it on seven ferrets. You know the little ferrets?
Yes.
Yes.
They said all seven died.
I believe it.
And the
cat. That's how potent it is. Because they usually do test trials on mice, right? So now you upgrade it to a ferret. And the poor ferret died.
If there's a creator, why would we have the answer? You know, like, why would we be able to fix it? Like, we're the ones that caused the problem. The Hegelian gyroelectric or whatever.
Well, that's why we call upon them to ask for the answer and reveal the answer to us. And that's part of why we're able to reveal it on the show.
That's why it doesn't feel right, all this stuff. Go ahead, Steve.
You know what? Who I feel bad for is Trucker Gerald's grandpa or whatever that went and took. He said the man used to go around the house fooling with the garden and all of those things. That he was like an active teenager. And he said he went and took the shot. And he said, man, after he had to lay down for almost 2 weeks. I mean, my goodness, man. Come on.
People wake up. You're right. And they're trying to take out the elderly because they're already suppressed with what their immune system is. They don't have a high tolerance as a young person. But even like you said, it was an active older person trying to take out the older generation first to prevent the younger generations from knowing the truth.
He said it felt like he was going to die, you know? Or Trucker Joe said he thought he was going to die. I mean, my goodness, man, they got people like this. I saw this TikTok. They had a couple of these ladies look like they had Parkinson's disease. Like they were shaking. They couldn't even, move a step. They were shaking bad, boy. I was like, damn, what did it do to them?
Plays with our nervous system and stuff.
Yeah, giving them lazy eye and everything.
Yeah, the Bell's palsy.
What's that?
Bell's palsy and things like that, you know, nerve conditions.
Well, that's what they want to mess with, is our nerves. They want to give us the problem. It keeps going back to what Sergeant Miller said, the terminology he uses. They're giving us more problems. Right. Like my family member that took it, he looks so drained. Like it took everything out of him. And I hear that second shot is the worst of the two. And I don't know about that one-stop shop, Johnson & Johnson, how they pulled it and put it back on. But I'm just saying, you are going to have a problem.
Well,
no matter what it is, it could be that policy. It could be, man, there's so many things that people just
let me tell you
know.
What they.
It's like the dark crystal where they're taking your age.
And let me tell you what they're doing as well. What they're doing as well is they're trying to give as many people as possible this shot. Then what they're doing is they're coming back and wanting to apologize. You know, apologize. People are dying. Apologize.
You can't apologize for killing somebody.
Huh?
You can't apologize for killing somebody. I'm sorry. That's a murder.
No, absolutely.
What I saw was Fauci was just, you know, dumbass today. You know, like he's losing it. He can't respond without making a mess. You know, so all these like fearless leaders, that they're not doing good anymore. They're starting to have a lot of fear because they can't really tell us anything without getting it wrong.
And that's the age of Aquarius.
Yeah. And you know what else? There, a lot of people are starting to separate themselves from the people who were all in. They threw all their cards in. They were ready to bet the pot. You know, on this bet, you know, everybody was making money. Now, you know, I would go in, I would expose all of the congressmen, all of them that's involved in, that stood behind all of this stuff. And just like the Geneva Convention, hold them responsible. Huh, Sarge?
Yeah, it's obvious. Obvious, no plausible deniability anymore. Everything's obvious.
Yeah, but let me ask y'all this. In all reality, I mean, y'all are men. Y'all were at times of war. I'm not really familiar with it. With the Geneva Convention, nobody really holds up to that other than the United States. So who's really going to be holding the United States accountable? I mean, really.
We are, because we're
the people.
Yeah.
So we are the people, and we're supposed to tell the government, look, y'all are going against the Geneva Convention. We need to be going to the courthouses and to the... Go ahead.
Let me put it like this in that video is what it said. Under this Geneva Convention, when someone is being harmed, now this is how smooth she was when she was talking about it. She said when someone is being harmed or actually killed from, a non-researchable vaccination, or how she put it, that they're supposed to stop it altogether. Mm-hmm. Now she came back the second time and she said, they are people being affected and also dying from the shot and are not being held responsible. What is going on, people? Go ahead.
No, actually, I want to say that was a woman that was in front of a courthouse, right? She was in front of either the Senate. Is that the same person? Because I've seen a video very similar to that, and she was bringing up those same points. But we have to bring it to our government and have an actual leader to present it to the feds so they can go and prosecute for these people that are doing these, what do you call it, treasonous acts? Or just?
They're not going to prosecute for us.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, we have to do it ourselves, like Sergeant or somebody like me. Like, we've got to be able to, you know, get the right words and you know, do what we have to do.
It's going to be a citizen's arrest. That's what it's going to be.
Well, in a way, but we don't want to be citizens either. That probably doesn't work.
Yeah, but the paperwork doesn't match with the paperwork, so let's put this together and figure it out.
Well,
there's more than the Geneva Convention. How many treaties on genocide I read on a show a while back? We had about 5 or 6 even before then. You know, on the Leopold.
It's always do no
harm. What we're going through right now is a genocide.
A genocide. But
there's never an excuse for all this stuff. Like, the reason that we have insurance for our cars is so that we can go out and kill people.
Oh, my. Like,
well, no, that's the real truth. If we didn't have insurance, we wouldn't be allowed to do it. So the citizens are allowed to get away with it because of the insurance. Like, in the creator's world, you wouldn't be allowed to go out killing people, even if it's by accident. So everything's, like, strange like that, you know, where they've finagled it to say, well, you got to be able to, you know, do things, and it doesn't matter who gets hurt in a way, because we got to do business.
That's what it is. It's a business transaction. We, the people, are a business transaction.
But we're not the... We're not the commodity, and, you know, like, it's not about taking our lives away. It's supposed to be about, well, if you were looking into a child's eyes, would you take from them?
I personally wouldn't, but look at what they're doing to our children. They're subjecting them to, I mean, I just met a 3 and 4 year old, excuse me, a 4 or 5 year old the other day. They're wearing their mask, and I asked them, I said, well, does the teacher talk to you about the coronavirus? And he's like, yes, they tell us that we need to get the shot. So just the point being, yeah, yes. So what I'm trying to get at is that we have, oh man, I lost my point, but just, go ahead. I lost my point.
Well, that they have to get the shot. It's not, you know, like, it's not the teacher's, you know, place to do that kind of stuff.
But they're doing it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, we're in the time where these people are possessed and they have no choice but to, you know, sacrifice themselves to the public because, you know, they're going to do the wrong thing because they have to do this agenda that they're in. They've all been paid already.
Maybe, you know, that's why the teachers didn't want to go back to school, because they had a heads up.
I don't think anybody wants to be involved in this kind of stuff, because we all know that it's not good for us. And
it's wrong.
It feels wrong.
It feels wrong, you're right.
So these people, they have to be possessed to actually get past that feeling, because if you don't sell your soul, you're going to have feelings for other people. You don't want to put this stuff on your soul.
You don't.
Right. So these people took a payoff somehow, or somebody's going to lose if they don't do what they're told. You know, like, buy-in is the perfect
example. Well, it comes back down to money.
Yeah. Biden's a perfect example. He's the longest running, you know, politician. He's got the most closet problems. And that's why he's our weirdo right now.
And if I had to say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I think, you know, by us continuing Revolution Radio is the solution to what is going on here. Yes. And that we need to keep these people accountable for what is going on, for everyone listening. That, you know, we need to keep these people running, because you know what? We don't need to stop like they'd ever stop when they That's were right. ready to stick us with that damn needle, you know? So don't mm-hmm. let these people fool you by all these superstars saying, get the shot, get the shot. That's a shame. They want to do our children, people. Come on.
They're not protecting our children like we are.
This is the last, like, hurrah for them, because it's a, you know, like, the Aquarian age. You know, I started the show with, like, the witch's problem was she's about the paperwork and the water ruins the paperwork. Well, we're in the Aquarian age, so the water is going to ruin that fish. You know, like, that fish is done, that Pisces, you know?
It's baked.
Yeah, Sorry. It's baked. Stick a fork in it, right? And we're going to run into, like, a time of plenty when they can't lie to us anymore. It can't take everything away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not like the robots are going to scare us and something's going to eat us and all this crazy stuff they can talk us into or whatever. What it is when we make sense of it and we actually grow up a little bit, these people need a spanking or something. Just, you know, get rid of them. Get them out of our way.
Well, they need more than just a spanking if they're killing us.
Well, they got away with it because we let them, and they got away with it because of the way it was set up. You know, like, when you listen to Mike Gatti, it's no wonder we're in the situation we're in. But is it Hillary's fault if she's allowed to do all this and you know, kill people and stuff because of her, you know, uppityness?
It is, because as a person, you're responsible for your own actions. And it, well, she showed her true feelings when she sat before Congress and just acted like it just was nothing. Those people died in Benghazi. Like, those people didn't serve for us. They weren't at the embat. They don't care for life.
I know, but I'm explaining that. I'm saying if she sold her soul, it doesn't matter to her any, right?
Yes, correct.
And then if we can't prosecute her, which is what was funny, I said all along that we can't prosecute her. She doesn't even have a birth certificate.
Yeah, she's one of the Daughters of American Revolution.
Yeah.
And that's a sect of the female Freemasons. So also the Eastern Star.
So was that her plan or somebody else's that she was executing?
Oh, somebody else's. Somebody else's. Yeah, true.
Right. It's on her, too. And like you're saying, but she's not going to pay for it until she leaves. And she knows that already. You know, so this is like, she's already in the bad place. You know, so that's how it works. Like, that's why none of us want to be the president, really. I know Trucker
Joe. Oh, I don't want that world.
You know, yeah. But it's like, we're not that kind of people, you know?
That's what it is.
And those kind of people that want all that power and use it against others and take all the money and run and stuff, well, you know, like, they're already in hell anyway. And none of us even want to be like that. We don't want to think like that. We don't want to figure it out. Like, we want to live. What we would like to do is, like, come together.
You said it. We want to live. That's all we want to do is live.
We should come together and we should make up some new rules. And they should be like, no paperwork. Everybody's good. Just give them enough to live on. They won't have to steal from each other. You know, give them enough to do, and they wouldn't want to waste their time on stupid
stuff. But that's the system. That's the system that they got set up. That's why they go after certain neighborhoods, certain people. I mean...
Yes, we see it already.
Yeah, now we're already in it.
But now it's time to, like, see what we could be doing instead.
So
what
the could be is, the plan is to get your own land, to start building your own crops, to start living off the land, going back to the original natives that had this land. You know, go get you some property, go live off the land, communicate with your neighbors that actually are going to be willing to help each other. Go make your own little neighborhood, or go and, you know, go buy acres of land while you can. Because I think Arizona just came out with, we're using the Colorado River, and some of the farmers are going to be impacted because of the water that they're not going to be allowed to use. And it's starting this year. I think it's, I forgot what it's called, but it's like CAP, and it's the Colorado River. It's split between Nevada, California, and Arizona. And Arizona has the most water usage out of that river. And when I pass, I think it's the Hoover Dam, I keep seeing that water level just continuously dry up. And you can see over, I don't know if it's thousands of years, but at some point, it's just, we're running out of water. So what that's going to stop doing is continuing with our supply chain of food. And you already heard Bill Gates is buying up the farmland. So y'all better start acting now. I know I'm starting to save. Go ahead.
I'm thinking that's a lot of excuses, too, because the water has to go somewhere. And you know, like, we're in a sealed planet. You know, so I don't get all that. But I do think that that's a scare tactic right now, because there's shortages of everything, but it's not real. You know, like this thing with the hack, I know that was the CIA. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, they're in on it. Yeah. Bottom line, period. They just let us know that happened.
Well, no, I mean, this is what we're going to see from now on. We're going
to
see,
it's
like,
gonna
the grid shut down.
Yeah.
And
it's,
we're
going
to see them blame it on people like Iran when they had nothing to do with it.
Right.
We're the ones that started it. And what's their...
Set up.
And an interesting thing about China was, they were going to make, you know, gliders with solar panels on the wings and stuff. And, you know, like all this new tech, you know, with like a propeller that pops out and you can just take off. And then you can glide, you know, and go long distance without any gas and stuff. They were going to put in 3 to 6 factories last year and stuff. So, you know, like, after we gave them all this technology and they're, you know, leading everything in, like, electric and everything, you know, because I'm watching it. And, like, we could do all this stuff. Like, you know, like, it's the electrical age now. We're going to change everything over to electric motors and stuff. because it's more efficient when you do both, actually. We're not ready for just one yet. But, like, you know, it's the time that we have lots of work. Like, we have so much to do that they can't lie to us anymore. But what's going on is the supply chains are controlled by these people like Bill Gates and stuff. And they're going to milk us until we're weak. Go ahead, God.
Yeah, but David, yeah. I just want 602 to know that, you know, all they got to do is open up that dam and they can let water come through. Don't never think
y'all are
that
right.
I'm just going to say
y'all are right.
And yeah. Mexico doesn't get a drop because they feed all the plants on the parks before it gets out of our country.
Yeah, because we always going to, man, look, they make glaciers. Glaciers, you know, always form, you know, the Arctic, you know, it always going to freeze. We're going to have fresh water all the time. Don't let these people play that scare tactic.
And it's also why you get bad food poisoning in Mexico, because they don't have clean water.
Food and water is the most abundant resource on the planet. They just use it as a scare tactic.
And the most water on the planet is in Canada. Like, they are the water of the world.
I saw something beautiful the other day. They finally starting to give the kids in Kenya and Africa and everything, they starting to give them beans with the rice. They have a sister over there that's actually fighting for humanity rights. And they actually starting, the children are beginning to get beans with the rice.
That's
after
wonderful.
All these years, you know? I mean, my glory, man. What does it take? What's wrong with people, man? They're sick, man. I'm telling you, these people are sick.
They are.
They don't know what they get for giving.
That is green.
It's the feeling you get. We were never taught that you get more out of feelings than, you know, what you get back for what you've done for people.
Well, you feel rewarded, like, once you do for people, too.
Well, when Sergeant Miller fixes tires, you know, it's like, it's the best feeling in the world to, you know, like, save somebody that's stuck out there.
Well, they don't feel like they're giving reward, because if they're giving you the COVID shot, you think Uncle Billy gives a damn that he, you know, what he's going to give you, your favorite color needle holder? You know?
mean, that's next.
They're going to give us bubble gum.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing in New Orleans, they're doing the shot for shots. They're giving a pound of crawfish for the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What you got? Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, donuts. Yeah.
That's pathetic. It is so pathetic. So
free Popeyes.
But it's so obvious, you see. They want the free stuff.
The people want the free stuff.
No, but
well, let me tell you this. The prisoners were doing it for $5.
That, too. But everybody else is seeing how crazy this is to, like, you know, like, having to be talked into everything. Like, we're actually seeing how crazy our government is, thinking that's how they get things done. Like, you know, when I was raising my children, I realized that if I tell them what to do, all of that, like, oh, I want to help stuff goes away, because now they have to do it. So I'd always ask them, do you want to help me? Do you want to do this?
Well, that's what the government did. Do you want Popeyes? Do you want some Krispy Kreme? Do you want some of this? That's what they did.
Yeah, I get the psychology.
Yeah, just remember, this is a consent thing. You have to consent, you know, to give it, you know, take the shot. You don't never have to take that damn shot. Don't let these people tell you this, you know, like they mandate or whatever.
To.
Yeah, right. You have to. Bull crap, like Sergeant Miller said. You know, this is your rights, you know, they don't give us our rights. You know, we have God-given rights. These people
That's
need
right.
to leave us alone.
Thank you. Leave me alone.
Yeah. That's what Michael Jackson said, huh? Just
Dang.
Leave me alone.
All right. All right.
Britney Spears said it too. Leave me alone.
Hey, Breaker Trucker Gerald. What are you up to out there?
Well, I hit home with that one, huh, Sarge?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what happened? What happened to my body, my choice?
That's a good one.
It's up to them. That's what's funny. The slogan depends on what their interest is.
But that's a good one. People need to be out there protesting.
Yeah, Trucker Gerald brings up a good point, because look at they saying it's okay for women to have choice in an abortion.
Right.
But what? We can't have a choice in a shot?
Right.
Come on.
What? And even the transgender stuff.
Yeah. But you got men choosing to become women.
Mm-hmm. That's free choice.
It's contradictory all the way.
Hypocrisy at its finest.
Choice is like number one. You can't lose it. Like, man can never take choice away. You know, like, you can't stop somebody from thinking the way they want to think, really. You know?
Well, like, people do have 30,000 thoughts in their head a day, supposedly, if that's a scientific fact.
Yeah, but there are thoughts, not somebody else's, you know? Like, it's up to us what we really want to put our time into. And even if they lock us away, it's still what we feel like thinking about. Like, they really can't, like, hurt us as much as they, you know, want to scare us.
Right.
So what it is like, if you know you're going to get something more than this if you do the right thing here, you would never do what you're told by these people. These people, they've never proven anything. They haven't even said they can show you something, and they want to give you something that they can't even explain.
And if I, you know, if I can get a choice, I'd like to say Monty Dean's up next from Planet Hollywood.
Thank you. I was going to do that next, but I think it's great that you're faster than me.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me, Juan.
Thank you, Joe. Great conversation.
Be careful on that roll.
Yeah.
It was great, Bigfoot, too. It was perfect. Monty Dean, this is the end of the Y-Files, I guess. Ready for Planet Hollywood, right? Another world. So the joke is, it's our world, isn't it?
Yes.
Of course.
Wayne's World.
Biden's world, if you want to laugh.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, why not?
Thanks, Two Feathers. Thanks, Sarge. Thanks, Charlie.
No problem. Y'all take care take care of yourselves and each other.
And 602, you're the best. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning.